the sky, and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean, your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, you vanished from the skies.
All right. Just another story. Good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour. And I'm your host, Clay Douglas, publisher of the Free American News Magazine, out now. We're up in Colorado right now, distributing the magazine, putting it out for a lot of different people and all walks of life to see. Because once you read the Free American, once you start seeing that, some things really become apparent. First of all, you get a little history with it. You get to see that, what you've been taught in school was not always exactly right on. You get to see that what you've been reading in the newspapers is often distorted. It's often, slanted and biased. And you start understanding that, the cover story of this particular issue, the story of Nacho Ramos and Jose Campion, the two Border Patrol agents that were put in prison pretty much for doing their job. Yeah, they shot someone that was breaking the law, that was running from them. They broke a law. And they made a mistake, in my opinion. This is just my opinion, understand. They shot the drug dealer, the illegal alien smuggler, in the ass, not the head. And today, the story's out there from Douglas, Arizona. Actually, it's in the Arizona Daily Star that two men were arrested Tuesday near Douglas after authorities found more than 1,400 pounds of marijuana in their tractor-trailer rig. Enrique Calderon, Balastros, and Pedro Calderon, Balastros, 23 and 21, respectively, were taken into custody after authorities began investigating tire tracks left in the area popular with smugglers. So, two more down, and no Border Patrol or agents arrested in that one. But we got to take a break, and we'd love to take your calls. You can do that at 800-313-9443. Broadcasting from a cell in sub-zero weather.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Good morning. Again, you're listening to Clay Douglas celebrating Thanksgiving up here in beautiful Colorado, and I'm telling you, it is gorgeous up here. Snow on all the mountains. Every curve we come around is like being in a picture postcard. And it's a day late. We were closed on Thanksgiving. But I think I ought to share this this Thanksgiving message from the President of the United States. Well, not the current president, but the first president, George Washington. Whereas this is a proclamation written by George Washington, whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly implore His protection and favor. And whereas both houses have, by their joint committee, requested me to recommend to the public of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. Now, therefore, I do recommend and align Thursday, the 26th day of November. Next, to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being, who is the beneficent, author, the beneficent author of all the good that was, that is, or that will be, that we may then all unite in rendering unto him our sincere and humble thanks for his kind care and protection of the people of this country previous to their becoming a nation, for the signal and manifold mercies and the favorable interpolations of his providence in the court and conclusion of the late war, for the great degree of tranquility, union, and plenty which we have since enjoyed, for the peaceable and rational manner in which we have been enabled to establish constitutions of government for our safety and happiness, particularly the national one now lately instituted, for the civil and religious liberty for which we are blessed, with which we are blessed, and the means we have of acquiring and diffusing useful knowledge, and in general, for all the great and various favors which he has been pleased to confer upon us. And also, that we may then unite in mass, humbly offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and ruler of nations, which beseeches him to pardon our national and other transgressions, to enable us, whether in public or private situations, stations, to perform our several and relative duties properly and punctually, to render our national government a blessing to all of the people, by constantly being a government of wise, just, and constitutional laws, discreetly and faithfully executed and obeyed, to protect and guide all sovereigns and nations, especially such as have shown kindness unto us, and to bless them with good government, peace, and concord, to promote the knowledge and practice of true religion and virtue, and the increase of science among them and us, and generally to grant unto all mankind such a degree of temporal prosperity as he alone knows to be blessed, to be best. Given under my hand at the city of New York, the third day of October in the year of our Lord, 1789. George Washington. Almost brings tears to my eyes. Because that is, does that sound like the government that George Bush is running in Washington, D.C. right now, our capital named after our first president? It doesn't to me. We've turned our soldiers into mercenaries. We've utilized mercenaries, allowed Americans to become mercenaries. they become oppressors, and now they are pretty much doing the same thing. I'm also reading here. About another historic event from the New York Times. About Kennedy being killed by a sniper as he rides in the car in Dallas. It also says Johnson is sworn in on the plane. But there's the story. It says Governor Connally was shot too. And here's the rub here. The president struck down by a rifle shot from building on a motorcade route. Johnson riding behind is unhurt. This is a special to the New York Times from yesterday, Dallas, November 22nd. President John Fitzgerald Kennedy was shot and killed by an assassin today. He died of a wound in the brain caused by a rifle bullet that was fired at him as he was riding through downtown Dallas in a motorcade. Well, that part is true. Vice President Lyndon Baines Johnson, who was riding in the third car behind Mr. Kennedy, was sworn in as 36th President of the United States 99 minutes after Mr. Kennedy's death. Mr. Johnson, 55. Mr. Kennedy was 46. And shortly after the assassination, Lee H. Oswald, who had once defected to the Soviet Union and who had been active in the Fair Play for Cuba Committee, was arrested by Dallas police. Tonight he was accused of the killing. Oswald, 24 years old, was accused of slaying a policeman who had approached him on the street. Oswald was subdued after a scuffle with the second policeman in a nearby theater. President Kennedy was shot at 12:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 1:30 p.m. New York time. He was pronounced dead at 1 p.m., and Mr. Johnson was sworn in at 2:39 p.m. Mr. Johnson, who was uninjured in the shooting, took his oath on the president's jet plane as it stood on the runway in left field, and the body of Mr. Kennedy was aboard. Immediately after the oath taking, the plane took off for Washington. Standing beside the new president as Mr. Johnson took the oath of office was Mrs. John F. Kennedy. Her stockings were splattered with her husband's blood. Governor John B. Connally of Texas, who was riding in the same car with Mr. Kennedy, was severely wounded in the chest, ribs, and arm. His condition was serious but not critical. The killer fired the rifle from a building just off the motorcade route. Mr. Kennedy, Governor Connally, and Mr. Johnson had just received an enthusiastic welcome from a large crowd in downtown Dallas. Mr. Kennedy was apparently hit by the first of what witnesses believe were three shots. He died without regaining consciousness. Now, when we get back after these messages, I'll tell you what really happened.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Good to be back with you, and I'll be glad to take a call, or I'll be glad to chat with you. If you go to freeamerican.com, you'll see my latest updated web page, and at the top on the left-hand side, you'll see chat room. All you got to do is go into that chat room, sign in, and I'll be able to talk to you online, answer any of your questions here online while I'm doing the show. Now, on that fateful day, November 22nd, 1963, John F. Kennedy had already been taking the steps, to turn this nation around, to reverse the declines contributed by other un-Washington-alike presidents like Woodrow Wilson, who was put in there with the help of people like Teddy Roosevelt, the actions where he signed the Federal Reserve into being, allowed it, and then on his deathbed admitted, "I have ruined my country." Kennedy had made a move, and this is right there. You've got a picture of what I carry around in my wallet in this issue of the Free American. You got the history of the Rothschilds, and in there, you've got the copy of the $5 bill I carry around in my wallet with that Kennedy issued in 1963 called United States Notes. He issued about $20 billion worth of those notes to replace the Federal Reserve notes with debt-free money. And that's why he was shot. But he wasn't shot by Oswald. Oswald couldn't do it. Oswald was set up and used as a patsy the same way Timothy McVeigh was used as a patsy. Kennedy was shot by two snipers, yes, by two. And they shot him from either side of the railroad bridge there in Dallas because my friend Galen Dougherty was sitting in the middle of the bridge. Now, Galen didn't tell me about that until he was about 50 years old. And I chewed his ass out. You know who I am. You know what I do. How come you didn't tell me about that sooner, Galen? Actually, I never called him Galen. I called him Box. He was my friend for 40 years. He answered me very simply. Hey, Clay, I wanted to live. Now you know why so many other people were killed after the Kennedy assassination, because they didn't want that out. Connally was shot by one of those snipers, too. And Jackie Kennedy was kind of offered as an appeasement to Onassis. Whether he had a part in it, I don't know. But I did interview Johnson's attorney, who said he definitely had a part in it. And he played his part well. As soon as he got out of, got on that plane and took that oath, the first act as president, probably with Jackie still in the plane, was to recall that executive order 1111-0. And that's not the first time a vice president has stood by and allowed his boss to be compromised. George Bush pretty much did the same thing when Reagan was shot. Reagan supporters were floored when Reagan took former CIA drug dealing George Bush Sr. on as vice president. And George Bush, I revealed in the last issue, and it's still on my website. You can go read it. Probably on the second page, on the second page of that. You can read the story of Colonel Edward P. Cotolo. George Bush Sr. covered and arranged for special forces to get involved in the drug dealing, setting up, delivering plane loads of cocaine to his partner, Manuel Noriega, in Panama. Hey, you want to know more? Come on to my chat room, freeamerican.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it.
A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
That's right, folks. There was a eyewitness to the shooting by the two uniformed snipers with rifles on the either side of the railroad bridge that runs over Elm Avenue. My friend Galen Dougherty, 17 years old, was sitting in the middle of the bridge and saw him do that. And later in that afternoon, Dr. Malcolm Perry, an attending physician, and Dr. Kemp Clark, chief of neurosurgery at Parkland Hospital, gave more details. Mr. Kennedy had been hit by a bullet in the throat just below the Adam's apple, they said. The wound had the appearance of a bullet's entry. Mr. Kennedy also had a massive gaping wound in the back and one in the right side of the head. However, the doctor said it was impossible to determine what the wounds had been caused by one bullet or two. Dr. Perry, the first physician to treat the president, said a member of the resuscitative measures had been attempted. So a number of resuscitative measures had been attempted, including oxygen, anesthesia, endotracheal tube, tracheotomy, blood and fluids. Electrocardiogram monitor was attached to measure Mr. Kennedy's heartbeats. Dr. Clark was summoned, arrived at a minute or two. By then, Dr. Perry said Mr. Kennedy was critically ill and moribund or near death. Dr. Clark said his first sight of the president, he had concluded immediately Mr. Kennedy could not live. It was apparent that the president had sustained a lethal wound. A missile had gone in and out of the back of his head, causing external lacerations and loss of brain tissue. Now, Oswald was supposedly in the book depository behind President Kennedy, so the wound came from the front. It came from one of the snipers, and probably both of the wounds, the one to the throat and the one that entered and exited the back of his head, came from the snipers on the railroad bridge. So, medically, it was apparent that the president was not alive, said Dr. Thomas Scherz, chief surgeon. It was apparent the president was not alive when he was brought in. There was no spontaneous respiration. He had dilated fish pupils. It was obvious he had a lethal head wound. Technically, however, using various vigorous resuscitation, intravenous tubes, and all of the usual support measures, we were able to raise a semblance of a heartbeat. It was positive. It was impossible that President Kennedy could have spoken after being shot. I'm absolutely sure he never knew what hit him. The details of what happened when the first shots rang out as the president's car moved along about 25 miles an hour were sketchy. Secret Service agents who might have given more details were unavailable to the press at first and then returned to Washington with Johnson. Kennedy had opened his day in Fort Worth first with a speech on a parking lot and then by a Chamber of Commerce breakfast. And then the presidential party, including Governor Mitch Connelly, flew on to Dallas, an 8-minute flight. Mr. Johnson, as is customary, flew in a separate plane. The president and vice president do not travel together. At left field, Mr. Kennedy lingered for about 10 minutes, shaking hands, and an enthusiastic group, line defense group, called itself Grassroots Democrats. Mr. Kennedy then entered his open Lincoln convertible at the head of the motorcade. He sat in the rear seat on the right-hand side. Mrs. Kennedy apparently appeared to be enjoying one of the first political outings she had made with her husband, ever made with her husband, sat at his left. In the jump seat directly ahead, Mr. Kennedy sat Governor Connelly, and Mrs. Connelly, who at his left in another jump seat, Secret Service agent was driving, two others ran alongside. Behind the president's limousine was an open sedan carrying a number of Secret Service agents, and behind them an open convertible rode Mr. Johnson and Texas Senator Ralph W. Yarborough, a Democrat. The motorcade proceeded uneventfully along a 10-mile route through downtown Dallas along the Merchandise Mart, aiming for the Merchandise Mart. Mr. Kennedy was aggressive to address a group of the city's leading citizens in a luncheon in his honor. In downtown Dallas, crowds were thick, enthusiastic, and cheering. The turnout was somewhat unusual for the center of conservatism. Only a few months ago, Adlai E. Stevenson was attacked by a riotous crowd who was also in Dallas during the 1960 campaigns, and Lyndon B. Johnson and his wife were nearly mobbed in the lobby of the Baker Hotel. As the motorcade neared its end and the president's car moved out of the thick crowds onto Stemmons Freeway near the Merchandise Mart, Ms. Connelly recalled, "We were all very pleased with the reception in downtown Dallas." Behind the three leading cars were a string of others carrying Texas and Dallas dignitaries, two buses and reporters, several open cars carrying photographers. As Mrs. Connelly recalled later, the president's car was almost ready to go underneath the triple underpass between three streets, Elm, Commerce, and Main, when the first shot was fired. That shot apparently struck Mr. Kennedy. Governor Connelly turned in his seat at the sound and appeared immediately to be hit in the chest. As Mary Norman of Dallas was standing at the curb at that moment, aiming her camera at the president, she saw him flung forward and slide down the seat. "My God," Ms. Norman screamed as she recalled. "He's shot." Ms. Connelly recalled that Ms. Kennedy had reached and grabbed her husband. Ms. Connelly put his arm around the governor. Mrs. Connelly said she and Ms. Kennedy had then ducked low in the car as she sped off. Ms. Connelly's recollections were reported by Julian Reed and aide to the governor. Now, you know what really happened. And John F. Kennedy had lectured on the secret societies. And there is now someone out there that is of the same caliber of a man as Kennedy was, as George Washington was. I've shared the words of our first president. And I've tried to, and I've given you the actual story of what happened. I've also given you information that's on my one of my last issues. The red issue with the Texas Highway, the Intercoastal Waterway, running through land-bound Texas. It's an Intercoastal Highway, Intercontinental Highway, I should say. And I've told you, I also told you this morning about the drug dealers using these Mexican trucks, bringing on larger loads of drugs than ever before. And they're also bringing in methamphetamines, too. Not as easy to find as the pot. But now I want to share with you the words of another man. And this was given on my birthday before the U.S. House of Representatives. The words of Congressman Ron Paul. The one man with a spotless record in the Senate for never, never voting for an unconstitutional bill or law. He's running for president. And you need to support him. I've got a little bit of this speech up on my website right now, freeamerican.com. And by the way, my chat room is open. And Nicer is in the chat room. They'd like to have you in there, too. And June 27th, Ron Paul addressed Congress about something that I've been talking to you about for the last 10 years. Oh, just one other little tidbit for you. One of the men that was running for president in 1996 another congressman, he's he's one of the people that was on the Warren Commission that came up with the idea that one bullet fired by Oswald, somehow was able to circle around. Ireland Spector. Ireland Spector was on the Warren Commission, and he was running for president in 1996 against Charles Collins. When they took Charles Collins, unplugged his microphone and wouldn't allow you to see him on television when he told you we could buy back the Federal Reserve. Ireland Spector, every time he got up to speak, I walked down the hall and up to the speaker's booth and said, Ireland, tell us about that magic bullet, Ireland. And that may be one of the reasons why Ireland Spector ain't riding a little higher than he is. I hope that I upset his apple cart. June 27th, 2002. 2 years before they tried to kill me on May 20th of 2004 for telling you that the World Trade Center was an exaggerated case of Jewish lightning. Larry Silverstein made a ton of money off of a $500 million investment by insuring those buildings for about $70 billion. But before that happened, shortly after 9/11, Ron Paul stood up before the House of Representatives and said, Mr. Speaker, most Americans believe we live in dangerous times, and I must agree. Today I want to talk about how I see those dangers and what Congress ought to do about them. Of course, our Monday morning quarterbacks are now explaining with political overtones what we should have done to prevent the 9/11 tragedy. More unfortunately, in doing so, foreign policy changes are never considered. I have, for more than two decades, been severely critical of our post-World War II foreign policy. I have perceived it to be not in our best interest, and I believe that presented a serious danger to our security. For the record, in January of 2000, I stated on the following on this floor, our commercial interests and foreign policies are no longer separate. As bad as it is that the average American are forced to subsidize a system, we traditionally are placed in greater danger because of our arrogant policies of bombing nations that do not submit to our wishes. This generates a hatred directed toward America, which exposes us to a greater threat of terrorism, since this is the only vehicle our victims can use to retaliate against a powerful military state. The cost in terms of lost liberties and unnecessary exposure to terrorism is difficult to assess. But in time, it will become apparent to all of us that foreign interventionism is of no benefit to the American citizens, but indeed is a threat to our liberties. And there he is, echoing what George Washington told you. And George Washington warned you about letting one agency of the government, like Homeland Security, gain too much power. Ron Paul said, again, let me remind you, I made these statements on the House floor in January of 2000. Unfortunately, my greatest fears and warnings have been borne out. I believe my concerns are as relevant today as they were then. We should move with caution in this post-9/11 period so we do not make our problems worse overseas. So we do not make our problems worse overseas while further undermining our liberties at home. So far, the post-9/11 policies have challenged the rule of law here at home, and our efforts against the Al-Qaeda have essentially come up empty-handed. The best we can tell now, instead of being in one place, the members of Al-Qaeda are scattered all over the world, with more of them in allied Pakistan than in Afghanistan. And, oh, what do we have in Pakistan, folks? Musharraf, supported by George Bush, has declared martial law and is arresting his political opponents. Our efforts, Ron Paul said in 2002, to find our enemies have put the CIA in 80 different countries. The question, and our military in more than 100. The question that we must answer someday is whether we can catch enemies faster than we can make new ones. It, so far, it appears we are losing. As evidence demands that we have achieved little in reducing the terrorist threat, that more diversionary tactics will be used. A big one will be blame Saddam Hussein for everything and initiate a major war against Iraq, which will only generate even more hatred toward America from the Muslim world. Here's Ron Paul in 2002 telling you exactly what was happening and what's going to happen, and he has been borne out to be absolutely correct. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right. We're back. And I'd love to hear from you this day after Thanksgiving. You can do that by calling in on 800-313-9443. Hopefully that's working. Yeah, we got that up on our website too. 800-313-9443. And there's a link there for the chat room too. And we're doing 2 hours on Republic Broadcasting, and it's great to be back with you. Great to be back on Republic. And great to have the Free American back out again. And it's even more wonderful to have a man like Ron Paul, who has been, by the way, reading the Free American for about 6 years. With that one small break in my continuity. But Ron Paul says, as evidence mounts that we have achieved little in reducing the terrorist threat, more diversionary tactics will be used. Now, one big one will be to blame Saddam Hussein for everything and initiate a major war, so he was right about that. But, Mr. Speaker, Ron Paul says, my subject today is whether America is a police state. This is 2002 that he is saying that. He also acknowledges, I'm sure that most of the large majority of Americans would answer this in a negative. Most would associate military patrols, martial law, and summary executions with a police state, something obviously not present in our everyday activities. However, those with knowledge of Ruby Ridge, Mount Carmel, and other such incidents may have a different opinion. And I have that it was Mount Carmel. It was the Branch Davidians, a raid on the Branch Davidians, that made me start the Free American, that made me become politically active, that made me sell my boat out there in the Gulf Stream, where I spent most of my day out there fishing and relaxing and running my business from a Gulf Stream. And I started the Free American, and now Ron Paul is telling you what I've been telling you for almost the same amount of time. 2002 is when he's telling you this. But he's been reading the Free American for a few years and reading about Mount Carmel. I want to hear from you when we come back over the second hour. Check into my chat room, and you may have tried twice to get in. Call me at 800-313-9443. And we'll be back with you after these messages.
With